Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Let me get to the fun part, masturbation. Let's get to the uncensored stuff that we want to talk about. Took a while for me to fall back asleep, but I did. So that was good. I've also got a vibrator and melatonin in my nightstand. Number two question from Daniel is, do you masturbate while sucking cock? Hey guys, happy Friday. Well, I'm very excited to be joining you today. Just wanted to sneak in a quick little podcast, kind of on a fun little subject. Although shit, I don't even know if I should say this anymore. Masturbation. Oh my gosh. So just, I know I've been beating the censorship drum a lot lately, but now YouTube, which I think I mentioned this, they're flagging old podcast episodes just by the title. So the ones that have like the one unsolicited dick pics because of the word dick, that got flagged. Sexual healing got flagged. What else? Anything that says sex. And so, of course, the title of this is going to be masturbation. It will get flagged too. Now, again, I'm not posting on YouTube anymore, but I might start doing that again. And while it's probably not that big of a deal, it just makes it harder to repost if you want to directly link that post out of YouTube to somewhere else. So fortunately, I don't really rely on my YouTube channel and I just haven't put much into it. And quite frankly, not a lot of people follow me there. But if I start doing video with the podcasts, then it's a much more appropriate platform for what I'm doing. And I'm going to have problems because most of my titles are, you know, sexually explicit, I guess. I guess what I'm wondering is, why can't I use the word masturbation? Why does that have to get age restricted? Why, you know, if it was in a science textbook for sex ed, I don't know why they'd be teaching masturbation, but, or maybe in college, whatever. These are words, or sexual, the word sexual, dick. It just said unsolicited dick pics. What if I'm looking at pictures of Dick Van Dyke that somebody sent me without me asking for them? I've seen that little meme going around. Those can be unsolicited dick pics. It's just frustrating to me because I don't know where the line is anymore. It seems like it's just getting way more and way more conservative. So, what's my point? I don't fucking know. All I know is maybe I just want to bitch about it. But to me, it's crazy. It's kind of bullshit. And there has to be a better way because I'm all for, you know, children, not underage people. I don't want them listening to my stuff. I really don't. I have no interest in minors looking at my content, listening to my content in any way, shape, or form. But at the same token, you know, if I put getting a good fuck is my title, or maybe it's, what if a title of an episode is not giving a fuck? If I use the word fuck, which is quite frankly has a lot of different meanings, predominantly used as a swear word, is that going to be censored too? Are we censoring swear words? We don't censor them in the movies. You know, you give a rating, but you don't prohibit. Like on Netflix, you know, it'll say at the beginning of something, even on Amazon, it'll say, you know, when you're watching a movie, it flashes, you know, this is rated such and such. And because of this, it'll list the things that it's calling out. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned this on my last podcast. I was watching The Sound of Music. Watch it on Amazon, guys, just for shits and giggles. Turn it on in the very beginning. It says it is PG based on drugs, sexual content, and one other thing. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? This is Julie Andrews. This is Mary Poppins. This is as PC as it comes. They barely show their lips touching when they kiss. in the few kissing scenes that there are, there's no tongues. There's no grabbing. Literally, I'm blown away by this. And I'm wondering where it's coming from and what's causing it. And I've already wasted 5 minutes on this. I'm sorry. Let me get to the fun part. Masturbation. Let's get to the uncensored stuff that we want to talk about. We're getting there. One more thing, though. I have to give a shout out to Joshua. Thank you, Joshua, for your very generous donation. And I'm pulling for you. I would love to hear an update when you want to send one in about what's going on. Thank you for, you know, sending your questions in. I always appreciate getting feedback and donations. Guys, if you want to donate, I will be so grateful. It's thecuriousgirldiaries.com/donate. You can use your credit card, you can use PayPal, either way. And like I said, it's not going to say like The Curious Girl Diaries, you donated to The Curious Girl Diaries. No, it just says the business entity. So, which is, doesn't say any words at all. It's just letters. So you're good there. It's anonymous. No one's going to go, what the fuck is this? Bobby Sue's sex shop. Sex shop of love. No, nothing like that. So you're good there. Again, if you want to make a donation like Joshua did, thank you so much. I would appreciate it. I always appreciate it. And thank you, Joshua. Okay, getting to the good stuff, masturbation. So I have been masturbating a lot lately. I go through my phases with it. It's so strange. It always, you know, it seems to revolve around my periods. Sorry. But it does. Yeah. I mean, it revolves around what's going on with me chemically. And so I seem to get super horny when I'm ovulating and I'm like masturbating so much with that poor Hitachi. I'm taking skin off. No shit. Like I can literally take skin off with that thing. Word to the wise, cautionary tale here. If you don't use enough lube on the outside, if you don't put it on your skin, put it on your genitals, wherever you're using that sucker. Cause if you're like me, I can get real serious and aggro about my masturbation. So grease that area up, you know, give it some, don't just let that big old vibrating ball just be directly on non-lubricated skin. The coconut oil works the best, or any kind of lube, or even just fucking put some spit down there. I mean, it do something, but just the direct skin to plastic contact, it can be bad. It, you know, like I'm not kidding you. And you know what else it does? This is so funny. It blows everything up with all that blood flow and all that stimulation. Like your clit gets like enlarged and your lips and everything down there, like they get swollen. They do. They get swollen. I don't know if anybody else has the same problem. I'll be dying if it's only me. It cannot be only me. I know it's not only me, but yeah, everything will get super swollen. It's quite funny. Sometimes I look down and I'm like, wow, like all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, like I've got elephantitis of the clit. It just like, boom, blows up. It looks like one of just the hood part, especially gets really big and swollen. Oh God, I don't know. I'm in a mood today, so be careful. Just be careful. Make sure you got plenty of lube on hand if you're getting aggro. And I'm more aggro with it, like when. So I think I said so around when I'm ovulating, and then right before I start my period. 5 days before, from 5 days up until I start my period. Even when I'm on my period, I'm super horny. Even though you guys know, like, how I've had this big thing about, like, guys that will have sex with you when you're on your period and then they won't, and what my thoughts are on that. I like having sex on my period when I'm with a regular partner, not somebody that I don't know, not somebody casually, but kind of funny side note here. Last time I had to cancel on Sox because I was on my period, and he didn't care. He's like, come on, I still want to see you. I'm like, yeah, but let's pass on that. Maybe Titanic has scarred me for life. No, he hasn't. I'm just kidding. So those are the times like where I'm super horny. So that really only leaves, if you add those days up, you know, it's pretty much about 50% of the month, 50% of my cycle where I'm just super revved up. Now, the other times doesn't mean I'm not horny, doesn't mean I don't want to masturbate or that I don't. It just means that I guess it's less animalistic, maybe is the good word. It's just less like, I'll get after myself. I consider myself a good masturbator. Like, I'm a good lover to myself. That's why sometimes, you know, I'm like, if a guy wants to gets together, I'm like, geez, I don't know. I mean, does he do a better job than I do? If the answer is no, you've got to be a better lover to me than I am to myself. And
good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show.
I hope you're enjoying this episode. I'm so sad it has to end. Are you craving more content with me? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Go even deeper with me on my private podcast. You get 4 additional episodes a month published every Friday, revealing outtakes from my super private personal audio journal, things said after the show, but when I'm still recording, the inside scoop on who's been naughty and who's been naughtier, bombshells I've kept to myself this whole entire time, things I can only talk about with a more intimate group of listeners, and additional surprise bonus content so hot it makes even me blush. So when you finish this episode and you're still craving more, please allow me to satiate you. Just head over to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and click on exclusive or click on the link in the show notes. All right, on with the show.
Sometimes that's few and far between. Sometimes that's hard to do. But I love just, I mean, I like to masturbate. The other day, or actually it was in the middle of the night, I woke up. I couldn't go back to sleep. I've been having a lot of like sleepless, kind of like tossing and turning. I wake up in the middle of the night. I can't go back to bed. My sleep is all to shit right now. And I hate when that happens, but from time to time it does. I just go through these spells and I'll wake up and then, you know, I immediately start thinking about things and I can't go back to bed. So the other night I was kind of stuck in that pattern. I'm like, fuck, I can't go back to bed. And I know if I start, you know, what I usually will do is get on my computer. And I said, okay, if I do that, then there's no way I'm going back to bed. Then I'm totally fucked. So I decided not to do that. And I'm like, well, I always have like a vibrator in my nightstand. And so I just got my vibrator out, and not the Hitachi. I didn't go full blown, but I got my little vibrator out and I did it. I knocked one off and I was able to fall back asleep. It didn't work quite as good as I want. It took a while for me to fall back asleep, but I did. So that was good. I've got a vibrator and melatonin in my nightstand. I have other things in there too, but those two things, I always try to keep those in the nightstand. So at the ready. But I did get some interesting questions from one of the guys in my podcast group. And guys, if you want to join the podcast group, I know I always mention it. It's you can join. And this is just for, you know, for listeners. You want to ask me questions personally. You want to talk about anything on that you hear on the podcast. You want to tell me that you like it. You want to tell me that you don't like it, whatever. That number is 415-997-0957. It's a really great way to just reach me directly. It's better than any of my other social medias. I try to stay out of my DMs as much as I can, or I get in there and just give a real quick little answer. But if you really want to be able to just have some one-on-one with me, then that's the best way to do it. You will get a link that you have to click through. If you don't click through the link, I won't respond. So please make sure you click through the link that, and you just put your name in. You can give any kind of name that you want. You could make it up. Some people do. No problem. I don't care. Some of these made up names are pretty funny. And then, you know, and then we can chat back and forth. It's a lot of fun. But I do have a listener and he's a listener and he's a member of the podcast group. His name is Daniel. And Daniel right now has COVID. And I just want to give a shout out to Daniel and say, Daniel, this is for you, sweetheart. I hope you're feeling better, that you're relaxing, you're comfortable. I think you said you've had it for 3 weeks now, and I think you're okay, right? And that's the important thing. But I told Daniel to I told him I was going to do this masturbation episode and to send me any questions he had, and he sent some in. So I want to get to Daniel's questions. Okay. He says, ever masturbate with a butt plug in? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I do. Absolutely. I love that feeling of being just, it's kind of my I'll do that. And it gives me the sense of having a DP, but it also makes everything just super, super tight. So when you have a butt plug in and then you have a dildo, if you're using a dildo, it just, you get that double penetration sensation. And not only that, but it makes it easier for the dildo or when you're having sex with a partner for their penis to hit your G-spot because it just kind of makes everything tighter and stiffer. And yeah, there's less give in your vajayjay. Less give in the vagina because they do stretch and they do stretch to accommodate big things. So anyway, yes, I do love to have a butt plug in. I love to have a butt plug in when I'm having sex. I mean, it's easier for me to have a G-spot orgasm when I do, because it just makes everything more, there's less give there. Yeah. And it feels really good. It feels really, really good. Now I can't do that with, I have that one big dildo where I sized up. I just said, I'm going for it. I got a big one. And the one with the suction cup, I can't do the butt plug with that because that's just, it's not comfortable. It's just not comfortable. So the dildo itself stretches me enough and makes me feel just like fully stuffed. So it's in there. It is good stuff. I don't need to add anything to that secret sauce. It's perfect the way it is. But now I've tried. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I tried because of course you just want to see like, how far can I take this? But I have reached my, I know how far I can take it. I know where the line is. So yes, butt plugs during masturbation. Absolutely. I need to get one of those vibrating ones that Mickey keeps talking about. I've got to. I mean, I bet you that would feel really good too. Or even like a double one. You can get like a double. There's so many toys. I need to get more toys. Now you got me thinking. Thank you, Daniel. Okay. Your number two question from Daniel is, do you masturbate while sucking cock? Yes. Absolutely. I love to rub my clit while I'm sucking cock or have my partner use like the Hitachi or a vibrator on me. And I've even been edged while I'm sucking cock, and that's excruciating, but it's hot and exciting. And I have an episode on that. I've mentioned that before. I have this love-hate thing with the edging. I just don't know. Like, I don't know if I can do it again, but it's really hot and I hate it and I love it. But yes, absolutely. I love to do all kinds of things while I'm, you know, to myself so that I'm just staying. I'm right on the edge. He's right on the edge. Yes, it's hot. So hot. What is your go-to masturbation technique? Well, okay. Look, I wish I could say there's different levels. It depends on my time and my horniness. And so if I'm just like, it's utilitarian, like I want to just knock one out. I just need to have one really fast. I want to relax. I want to go to sleep, whatever it is, right? There's no time commitment to this at all. Then I just usually will try to grab a vibrator, you know, put something on my clit. Usually, you know, it's a vibrator of some sort. And sometimes I'll rock it old school, like just with my hand. I use my index finger and my middle finger, and I can knock one out that way, you know, just stimulate my clit and go for it that way. It's weird. Sometimes if I'm going to rock it old school, that's the maximum level of laziness. That's the laziest form of masturbation that I can do. Only because I'm too lazy to reach for the vibrator. Or if it's not in the nightstand, go get it wherever it is. Go find it. I have all my sex toys together. But sometimes if I don't have something charged up and ready to go or in the nightstand, the Hitachi doesn't go in the nightstand because it's just too big. So it's got something smaller in the nightstand or the batteries are dead or whatever's in the nightstand. I'm too lazy to get it or it's not working because I didn't charge it or the batteries are down and I just don't want to get up, go grab something and then start. Then I will just use my fingers. But typically the go-to technique is with some sort of toy. It's usually a vibrator. And then if I'm going to get it on with myself, like I'm really going to take myself out on a date, I'm going to fuck myself. Then it's like, oh, I will get this dildos, it's butt plugs, it's lube, every toilet. I'm going to switch it up. I might watch some porn with it. I mean, I'm going to make, this is an event. It's going to be an event. You know, usually I'll watch my own porn. I've been into watching my own porn because you guys remember I did that episode on like masturbation frustration. It's like when you're searching for porn and you're sitting there and you're like, okay, yeah, I'm getting ready. I'm getting up to it. And then the porn is like, wait a minute. No, I don't want to watch this. Okay, no. And then you switch. It's almost like ADD during masturbation. I just need to get it done. And that's why I've been so dissatisfied with like Pornhub and YouPorn and all that lately. I don't know. So my standard, what I would do most of the time, you know, if you've got the rocking it old school is, you know, the least amount, then just using a simple vibrator takes me 10 minutes or so. Boom, I'm done going about my day. Then that would be probably the most, what'd you say, go-to. That's my big go-to. And then the lesser again would be where I'm really making a big event out of it. It's a whole scene. I'm going to set the mood. I'm going to go for it. And when I do that, when it's the main event with me and myself, that can go on for quite a long time. And there's going to be multiple orgasms. Yeah, that's going to be fun. Okay. And then the masturbation fantasy that gets me off the quickest. That's Daniel's last question. What's the masturbation fantasy that gets me off the quickest? Let me think about that. It's usually the BDSM stuff. You know, just the being told to come for someone, the, you know, grabbing my throat, fucking me, you know, calling me a dirty little slut, fucking me hard. You know, right as it's building and building. And then if you start fucking me hard, right as I'm coming, I mean, I'm getting ready to come, like that just pushes me over the edge. Yeah, it's BDSM based. My number one, you know, masturbation fantasy. It's hot. Yeah, the hair pulling, the ass smacking, you know, the collar, the just being told what to do, the face fucking. All that good stuff, you know, where I'm just not in control, where somebody else is in control. That's just hot. That's my thing. Well, I think that answers your questions, Daniel. And I sure hope you're feeling better. We're all like, you're going to have to keep me posted and let me know. I hope you're feeling okay. And by the time this comes out, you're A-okay and back in full swing. I know it's been 3 weeks, so I hope you're doing, you know, I hope you rebound. And let's see, what else did I want to cover with masturbation? Just that I think I need some more toys. I really do. I think this weekend might be a good weekend to do a little toy shopping. I have been underwhelmed lately. And I won't say it's anybody's fault per se. I've just been more into masturbating lately than I have into actually wanting to meet with anybody, go out. I just have not been able to really click with anybody sexually. And I don't know why. Well, I probably do know why. It's probably just a bunch of several different things all kind of coming up at once. But yeah, I've just been more into the masturbating, and I think I need to treat myself to some new toys, and I think I just need to get online and get some good ones. I know you guys have sent in your suggestions before. I'll have to scroll back, but if you can think of anything that like you think is an absolute must-have that I must have, let me know, because I want to have it and I want to try it. It's been a while. I mean, I'm trying to think when the last time I went sex toy shopping. I think it was back in December. There. When I got my big dildo with a suction cup. Yeah, I think that was, so what is that? Oh my gosh. Holy shit. That's like 10 months ago. Okay. I'm overdue. Yeah. I think that, wow. Okay. I'm definitely overdue. Yeah. I need some new toys. I need some new, like if anybody's got, trust me, if there's anything that just blows your mind or you know that blows your partner's mind. So ladies, let me know, please. And guys, if there's anything that you know blows your partner's mind, let me know. I would totally love a suggestion, a good tip. Give me a good tip because, yeah, I want to have a little fun. Treat myself. Give myself the goods. Oh, I guess I'm just going to ride the solo train for a little bit. That's okay. I'm fine with that. As long as I'm able to indulge my sexual desires, I'm all good. And they're there. You know, it's like I said, it's the craziest thing. They just kick off, you know, like, and I know I've been paying attention to it long enough. It all goes around my cycle and, you know, and my hormones, and I just get crazy. Or now the other thing that'll kick it off, I'll say, is it depends on a person can kick it off too. So there's people that you have in your life that you've had in your life that just, you're always on for them. Like you always, there's always that sexual chemistry, that undercurrent, that desire, that lust, that, you know, oh my God, you just always want to rip their clothes off. When I'm engaging with somebody, it doesn't really matter where I'm at in my cycle. When that person's around, I'm just horny as fuck all the time for them. You know, like that's all. I always want that interaction. I always want that vibe and that chemistry going on and working in the background, and it's hot and it's sexy, and you know, and I live for that shit. It's so much fun. If it's just okay chemistry with someone, then like I said, I'm really just showing up to masturbate on your dick. And you know, I'm not saying it's not a two-way street. That's not saying anything about them. I think they're doing the same thing. They're just, you know, we're just kind of getting off on each other's parts, and, you know, and then we go our separate ways. That's fine too. Nothing wrong with it. It's just my desire for that waxes and wanes. And, you know, right now I'm just more in a masturbatory state. So there you have it. All right, guys. Well, have a great weekend, and I will have some more episodes out for you next week. All right. Take care. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.